Patrick DeHaan. He is from GasBuddies.com as well as LansingGasPrices.com. And according to the information that I see, statewide prices are over $3.80. But I tell you what, Patrick, you come here in Lansing and in East Lansing and in Mason and in Hazlett, and I see $3.56 everywhere. It's a beautiful thing.
We saw an attempt to restore prices earlier this week to $3.89, and still some stations are selling at that price, but certainly a lot of low prices out there. Among the lowest prices in Michigan today are in Lansing, so certainly another benefit. And we've seen some of this oddity going on with the lowest prices in some of these scattered communities. So certainly some good news out there. There's a lot of stations in Lansing charging just $3.56 this morning.
And for folks who want to pay $3.99 or $3.94, there's still places for them to do that too, Patrick.
Yeah, that's certainly true. There's certainly other places they can waste their money too if they feel like doing that.
Oh, Patrick, I wanted to talk with you yesterday. The stock market lost more than 500 points. Gold and silver prices went down, and the price of crude got down under $88.
Yeah, that's right. And looking at crude again this morning, it's down another dollar a barrel. It currently sits about $85.64 a barrel. Gasoline futures are slightly up. You know, Tony, it wouldn't be too much of a shock to see crude and gasoline futures go up slightly today. You know, I don't know if you just caught it, but the July jobs report just came out. That was better than expected. The unemployment rate dropped to 9.1%. We added 117,000 jobs, which was much more than expected. We could see the Dow Jones reverse some of those losses. We could see triple-digit gains, and we could see oil prices bounce back up. So it'll really depend on how the market will digest this new jobs report, but it was better than expected. So there certainly could be ramifications for how oil prices move today.
All right. Will these local gas prices hold through the weekend?
They should at least hold through the weekend. We're looking at wholesale prices that have dropped considerably since the start of the week. Like I had mentioned, gasoline futures are only up 2 cents a gallon today. They stand around $2.75 a gallon. That's the price stations pay without paying taxes. So if you had taxes in there, stations still making a little bit of money today. So I do expect prices to hold like this for the weekend, unless there's some sort of huge rally in oil prices today.
All right, folks, can go to LansingGasPrices.com to find the most economical gas around the mid-Michigan area. And, of course, you have an app for that, don't you, Patrick?
No, there's always an app for that, as the saying goes. And if you have a newer smartphone, an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, you can download our free app and report prices and find out what prices are in your neighborhood.
All right, thanks so much, Patrick.
Take care, Tony.